Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio.
Right here, go home!
We're gonna have a party.
Well, you know, Billboard has the 12 best punk rock Christmas songs listed in 2018. They couldn't find anything any newer. And, you know, Christmas songs are great and all, but you don't ever get tired of the classics. Do you ever wish that All I Want for Christmas Is You had a bit more of an edge, or that White Christmas packed more oomph? Well, no need to fear. We've got you covered this holiday season. From the Dickies' loud take on Silent Night to the Ramones' Merry Christmas. And here at Mystic Radio, we have the Kris Kringle Conspiracy. Santa, he set me up.
When I was a young girl around 15, I always dreamed about sitting on Santa's knee. Took me out of school one day, take pictures of Santa in his sleigh. Went to the mall where he was. I didn't know he was such a scuzz. Said come in the alley and have a nip. Next thing I knew, he was trying to suck on my lip. Breath smelled kind of sour, like he'd been drinking for a couple of hours. Took a nip, cops came in. Santa said, that's not my gin. Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Oh, Santa set me up.
Santa set me up.
Santa set me up and it's clear to see. Oh, I'm not that kind of girl should be sitting on Santa's knee. Next thing I knew, I saw the cops. Some started yelling, stop! Santa was trying to steal his gift. Put me in a black light and gave me a lift. When I woke up, I was in juvie. I think Santa slipped me a roofie. Sat there in my cell, contemplating Santa's hell. Moral of the story is, Santa's got a bottle hid. Don't drink with Santa, you're just a kid. You'll end up on the bad list just like I did.
Santa,
oh.
I'm not that kind of girl sitting on Santa's knee. Santa set me up.
Santa,
oh. Oh, Santa set me up.
Santa,
oh. Santa set me up and it's clear to see. not that kind of girl. Should be sitting on Santa's knee.
Okay. So the Dickies are the number one listed song on Billboard charts for their rendition of Silent Night. And My Chemical Romance, oh, I just love them. All I Wanted for Christmas is You. And number three, August Burns Red with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The Vandals, Oi to the World. Bad Religion, who Mystic launched their first album. White Christmas. Blink 182, I Won't Be Home for Christmas. Number seven, Reliant K, 12 Days of Christmas. American Hi-Fi, Mike Herrera, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Number nine, Rise Against, Making Christmas is the title of the song. Number 10, Thousand Foot Crunch with Jingle Bell Rock. Number 11, the band Issues, Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. This is a New York City competition that they were entered in. And then number 12 is the Ramones, Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. So if you're looking for that punk rock edge, go no further, because here you go with Kris Kringle Conspiracy. Santa ain't no burglar.
I'll tell you a story about a crusty guy, some call him Kris Kringle. Story of his midnight ride is the subject of this jingle. Flying across the skies at night, cruising in his sleigh, poofing on his meerschaum pipe, reindeer knows the way. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Sometimes Santa gets in trouble 'cause the way he looks. When he went to San Bernardino last year, he got booked. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa don't like going to Compton, especially wearing red. Crips and crazies hanging out like to cause him dread. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Just because he wears red suit don't make him communist. Just because he has a beard don't mean he got fleas. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Remember this on Christmas Eve, sitting by your fire. When his boots come down the chute, don't get so excited. 'Cause Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa ain't no burglar coming down your chimney. He just wants to leave some gifts. Don't shoot him, he is friendly. Santa ain't no burglar. Don't shoot him, he is friendly.
All right, I promise, Santa, you won't get hurt coming down my chimney. And we have a guest in the studio, Kathy from Colorado. How's it going, Kathy?
Oh, it's fine. We got a little snow, a little Christmas.
There you go.
What I like about Kris Kringle's conspiracy the best, aside from that they got that great reggae backbeat, is that Ron Fast is a great guy, a nice person.
He really is.
Trustworthy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
that's
and,
why
and
I
he has
him.
Several bands that he plays in, Skullburger and Ron Fast Band,
really?
And the Rotters, and yeah.
Wow.
Christmas
what are the Rotters
is really
like?
Fun. The Rotters? Well,
uh-huh.
If you like Sit on My Face Stevie Nicks, you got the Rotters. That song went
excellent.
Gold, man.
I
and
never
it
liked
a lot of,
Stevie Nicks.
It
not personally. Not personally, but...
She got really angry and had the song banned for quite a long time. But,
really?
You know, here at Mystic, we just keep pumping out the underground music, you know.
Right, free speech, you know.
Exactly. No.
Right. Maybe she ought to sit on it.
Sit and spin. Okay, well, you know, I like Stevie Nicks. I think she's very talented. So we love you, Stevie.
Well, she is.
And here's
one. Yeah.
Here's one going out for Bomb Squad because surf is up. It may be snowing where you are, but there are people who are surfing right here, right now.
Awesome.
Well, I think they are. Bomb Squad, and they're out of Tacoma, and they're coming
Washington?
Out with a, I could be wrong, maybe Portland, I don't know, somewhere up there. I'd have to look at my Rolodex, you know. Come on, I have
it's
almost 600 artists, and I can't keep them all straight, you know. But we love you, Bomb Squad. And
the Northwest.
There you go. And we're currently here at Mystic working on their newest album, so it's going to be fun. And
cool.
Yeah.
What's the cover going to look like, do you know?
Well, I haven't decided yet, but, you know, it's always a collaboration between us and the artist, what's going to come out of it, and... We have a few different artists that work for us, and sometimes I even do something myself, so, you know.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Okay, so I do have, let me see. Fruit Loops. No, we don't want Fruit Loops. Okay, how about... you want to hear some Dr. No? Oh, I actually have a request. Okay.
Are they
after Dr. No. okay,
no,
this is Ice House.
Nice people today.
There we go. Right, and this is a great song for you being out there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Ice house, it's cold. Yourself a very merry little holiday and invite all your friends to join you with your very best Christmas party ideas. Now, what are your Christmas ideas, Kathy?
Oh, we're having a cousin's party.
A cousin's party.
And I'm meeting up with my old boss from Milwaukee's Cafe Melange. It was a very, very popular restaurant downtown, we had bands there and stuff. It was a club as well, poetry shows. Anyway, he's living up north now, and he's going to come down for Christmas and have dinner with me. So that's going to be fun. I haven't seen him in like 10, 20 years, so it's been a long time.
Wow.
It's the 90s. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, speaking of old bosses, I was talking to Michael Brennan, the owner of the cafe, not too long ago. And, yeah, it's funny, you know, it's like either you get along with people or you don't. And it's like when you get along with them, it's like forever. You know, you're always friends. You may lose touch or not see each other for a long time. But when you do touch base, it's like, yeah, right where you left off at.
Look at us.
Know?
Yeah, look at us. I mean, when did we start talking again about,
I don't know, 2012, 2011, something like that?
Really?
Thanks to social media, we've been able to connect with people we worked with. And for those who don't know, Kathy and I worked at the Cafe de Grand in Hollywood back in the 80s.
Okay, so 90s. It was at least... It was 25 years or so since we talked.
I know.
And then it was like, hey, how you been?
Right?
Like it was yesterday.
I know. Isn't that funny?
That's how old people are, isn't it? A couple of old punk rockers.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you remember the Flower Leopards. They used to play at the cafe quite a bit. I've got a Flower Leopard song here for you. All right, this will bring back some good memories. Yeah. And, you know, they used to run the Shane Inholm used to spin records upstairs there for a while, too. He's the one who always used to play the Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
Love you, Shane. He's a great tattoo artist and musician. Shane Inholm has currently set up shop in Santa Clarita, and it's called Santa Clarita Tattoo. And he's so talented.
Oh.
Yeah. With his music.
Oh, my friend lives up there.
Nice. And he's done acoustic work, and looks like he's even got some jewelry in his shop, and wow, looks like fun. Wow, looks like a really cool display of jewelry. Oh, and showing his free ear piercing back in September, so that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Santa
cool.
Clarita tattoo.
My friend,
and of course,
she's a director. She lives up there. Her name is Jean Spicuzza, and she made this movie called The Scarapist.
The Scarapist?
It's a really good movie. It's really suspenseful. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check it
out. She's got a new one called Night Raid coming out. Yeah, there's not that many women directors around, you know? And
right.
And she's blazing the trail, boy.
There you go. Well, let's hear it for the girls, girls, girls.
Girls! Girls! Girls!
People should check out Shane Inholm's Pinterest and what's that other site that he posts all those funny videos that he does? What's Pay Attention?
I don't know. Is it Instagram?
Instagram, that's it. So check out Shane Inholm, Enholm, on Instagram.
Home.
He's really funny.
Oh, okay.
He gives... Yeah, he gives a lot of stories of guys in prison and things that they do. Instagram. Okay.
Was that his band too? Girls.
No. That's off of a Mystic compilation. Yeah, I'm just like. That was one from Chainsaw Fight. Love you boys in Las Vegas. And their drummer, Victor Moya, is a very talented artist, and he's done a few album covers for Mystic, and he just finished the new vinyl record that's coming out. Victor Moya, the drummer from Chainsaw Fight. He's a very talented artist, and he works for comic books and draws comics for superheroes, and he's always at Comic-Con. And,
really?
Yeah.
Comic book. Cool.
Yeah, he drew me a picture it's great.
Oh,
of me riding
picture.
A polar bear.
I that was the picture where you're like the warrior woman, right?
Yeah. He redid it in his own style because that guy Roach did the original one and actually tattooed me on his back. He was madly in love with me. In fact, I have a song here from the Instigators called True Love. Here you go, True Love. They get it. To perform at the taking down of the wall in Berlin, and that was one of the tracks. Yeah, that was one of the tracks off of the album. Doug Moody even has a piece of the wall they brought back. Mark brought it back from going there. They went and recorded live. You know, it's quite a thing.
But that was back in the 80s.
Yeah, that was quite a long time ago. You know,
Reagan was president.
Record-breaking thing that went on there, destroying the wall. It was fantastic.
Right.
Okay, so moving along, you've got to hear this new Chainsaw Fight song. They like to write songs that go along with B-rated horror movies, you know, the ones that are so phony. But did you ever see that one where this guy keeps getting run over and he says, "Thanks for the ride, lady." You know, she goes around a curve and hits this guy, and then, you know, he keeps popping up, and each time he's more bloody and more bloody. You ever seen that one?
No, but it sounds like a
my kids and
old
I, we
Twilight
used to have
Zone.
This, right? We used to have this little joke, thanks for the ride, lady, you know, when something would mess up. So when I saw this new song, it's like, oh, my gosh, you guys are so cool. So this is Chainsaw Fight, and the song is for the ride, lady. Of cleaning Nazis. Is she coming at you with her cane?
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh my goodness. Okay, here's a good one for the topic right now. Frustrated, another one by the Insolence. This is also recorded live on the Berlin Wall. Here we go. Frustrated.
Nothing to do. There was no way to win. Then I tried to explain, but I can't even begin. But any mess of my life, who else to the earth? Who I was born to one of them, got them so blind. I'm so frustrated. We'll be right back.
know, Christmas vacations, when you go to visit family and you get confronted by the cleaning Nazi, mom says, do this, don't do that, do this. And then you hear her clicking with her cane down the hill, coming at you. Sounds like a punk rock song. Kathy's idea says, vacuum the house. Mom, it's cleaning. The Nazi's coming. Double air charge. What are you doing? Don't do it like that. You missed the spot. Oh, good, mom. The cleaning Nazi. So I have a request from Jason of the Germs, and this goes out for him, and it's America's Hardcore, and I just love these 1 minute songs. Here we go, America's Hardcore.
Go home.
Okay, so I got to find one more little song to close off the show with. So, do you want some doggy style, lung cheese, incest cattle, donut shop rock? How about
donut shop rock?
I like that too. All right, here we go, and this is the closing of the show. So don't you forget to party or go home and dunk some donuts.
Oh,
Well, we will be back later, and you party or go home, and have a great time no matter where you are or what you're doing. Spread the love. Bye.